post-game at Sheffield after a battle royale in the semi-final of the playoffs. We've come out on top 3-1 with Stephen Foster. What can we say about that game?
Yeah, I mean, the effort by the lads was absolutely phenomenal all the way through from start to finish, and that shows what we're capable of. When we play like that, we can pull it out the bag and dig deep when we needed to.
Well, you say there, dig deep. I don't think I've ever seen so many epic penalty kills as we have from the lads today. I mean, there's the 5-minute penalty that we had to kill in the second period. There's a 5-on-3 that we've had to kill. And the lads have just thrown bodies on the line. They've just thrown everything at it, and they've got the just reward.
Absolutely. I mean, the penalty kills, absolutely fantastic. Every single one of them. Like you say, they were putting the bodies on the line. They were just making sure they were getting in good places. You know, how many good opportunities did they actually get on the power play shots against us? We kept them to the outside. We make them move it around. We collapsed when we needed to. And, that just gave us momentum. You know, you always worry when it's a 5-minute penalty, because obviously even if there's a goal scored, you're still on the penalty kill. It doesn't count it down, and we're fantastic. And then on the 5-on-3, I don't think they got much of a sniff on the 5-on-3, because everybody was just getting in lanes and just, you know, phenomenal. Like you say, that gave us momentum. I think those kills and everything give us momentum for the rest of the game. And yeah, like, fantastic. We deserve that. It's been a long year. You know, it's only half a job done now. You know, fans were fantastic. Obviously, well done to the Buccaneers getting through to the final as well. We join them tomorrow in the other final. So fantastic for Billingham. And, you know, boys want to bring two trophies home.
Yeah, you mentioned there about the Buccaneers and the fans. Effectively, we've done it today. We've turned Sheffield into mini Billingham today. But tomorrow, I'm really looking forward to a rink full of Billingham, basically cheering on the lads for, hopefully, as you say, two trophies.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in a good position now. We have a bit more time to rest as well. Boys are going to go and get hydrated, because it was seemed like a long tough game for them. You know, they had to dig deep. Like say, they were the you always ask players to give everything, and everybody gave everything. I mean, you look at it, we've got goals through different lines tonight, and that's perfect. You know, like, it's good for Billingham as a whole. We've shown that all year, that we can be good. Yes, we went through a little bit of a rough patch, as we were so far in front in the league, which obviously I think kind of went against us a little bit, because we lost a bit of momentum because, oh well, we only need 2 more points or whatever. But yeah, back to our best tonight, and you know, recuperation now and get ready for tomorrow, and we'll see who we play.
Well, you mentioned it there about the whole momentum thing, and this afternoon really it showed the character of the lads and the character that they'd shown early in the season, and how fantastic it was to see that character back, and how well it sets us up for tomorrow, whoever we play.
Absolutely. I mean, the character, what we've just said in there, like, the bench was fantastic today, the change room was fantastic, there was no negativity, it was all positive. Everybody's wanting everybody else to do well, everybody's wanting to help, and it just spurs everybody on. They go the extra mile for the person sitting next to them, and as a coach, you can't ask for more from the players to basically go through a wall for each other.
So we've had the early face-off today of the two games at our level. Are you sticking around for the next one? Are you bothered about who we play, or are you going to take some rest yourself and disappear?
No, I'm going to stop down here, get a bite to eat, and obviously watch the games. And with regards to who we play, I don't think it really matters, because all four teams who were down here this weekend are well capable of winning. Like you say, ours could have gone either way during the game. It was tight all the way. So Solihull Blackburn, that's another like local rivalry, just like what we've just had. So they'll have a good battle on the hand, and who we play is who we play. We'll just prepare for whoever that is. If it's Solihull, obviously we played them plenty of times this year, and Blackburn, we owe them one from the cup. So it doesn't really matter. If we play at that level there, then we'll do just fine tomorrow.